Quote, hammer this fact home. Leaking is tantamount to aiding the enemies of the United States, end quote. Now, that's not surprising coming from a Department of Defense strategy memo, I suppose. But what is the message to employees of the Social Security Administration, the Department of Agriculture, the Peace Corps? Has the Obama administration gone all corporate on us, on itself? The McClatchy News Service has put together a picture of an Obama initiative called the Insider Threat Program. The program gives government agencies greater authority to investigate and punish potential leakers. Does it go much beyond your standard issue corporate policy on talking to the media? Or is it a form of government-coerced restraint with constitutional implications? With us is Marissa Taylor, investigative reporter for McClatchy, who reported on the Insider Threat Program. Marissa, welcome.
Hello.
Also, thanks. Kel McClanahan is an attorney specializing in national security law and information law. Kel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Marissa, what is the scale of this program, and how do you see it as being connected across all government agencies?
Well, the program is designed to prevent leaks of classified information, and we found that the president's executive order that came after WikiLeaks gave agencies more latitude to go after the release of even unclassified information as a security violation. And instead of just focusing on the intelligence communities, the agencies, as has been done in the past after major leaks, this has broadened out to other agencies that are not intelligence or defense agencies, where they are being expected to take account of leaks of their own.
Give me a feel for some of the language in these memos and warnings to employees. It seems as though they're trying to encourage employees to inform on each other, watch out for people who are having crises in their lives. It might make them a threat, look for outsiders, that sort of thing. What have you found, and what agencies have seen these kinds of warnings?
Well, we found that it varied, and this program at this point is still being crafted. So agencies, however, are already urging their employees, such as the Department of Education and Department of Agriculture and elsewhere, to look for certain behaviors that could offer clues that someone might be an insider threat, who might be contemplating becoming a spy or a leaker. And that includes a lot of common experiences that many Americans have, such as going through a divorce and having financial problems. So it struck people we talked to as a potential overreach, in the sense that it's going beyond the agencies that are accustomed to looking for this kind of security violation, and urging non-intelligence agencies to do the same as intelligence agencies.
That's Marissa Taylor, investigative reporter for the McClatchy News Service, who reported on the Insider Threat Program being crafted by the Obama administration to deal with internal leaks. Kel McClanahan, what latitude, legally speaking, does the government have to prosecute or go after individuals who speak to the media out of some chain of corporate communications?
Well, there's prosecute and then there's go after. Prosecute means bring criminal penalties against and perhaps, you know, fine them or throw them in jail or even execute them, depending on the, you know, magnitude of the leak.
And that would only apply to classified information or specific information related to national security.
Exactly. The language in the Espionage Act is information related to the national defense. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean only classified information, but it is, while broad, not completely, you know, over-ambiguous. It has to be something defense or intelligence or foreign policy related.
Now, the administration claims it is bolstering protections for people who are whistleblowers, but how do you see something like this as having a chilling effect for people who might be interested in going to the press on stories that, you know, would be legitimate fare for news organizations?
Well, see, what this is it's a formalization of a bunch of ad hoc programs that different agencies have had for years. And I'm not I'm not just talking about intelligence agencies. Almost every federal agency has something along the lines of a code of conduct or of a non-disclosure agreement where an employee who goes outside the agency without authorization with agency official information can be fired, can be penalized in other ways, et cetera. This has basically put an umbrella over that and decided we already have a standard by which we can adjudicate these things set up in the security clearance context. Let's just apply that everywhere to find out who would be the type of people who would be giving this information out.
That's Attorney Kel McClanahan. Marissa Taylor, you investigated this for McClatchy. How is this a change if it's simply an umbrella of a lot of code of conduct kinds of memos that people working in the private sector have dealt with, for decades?
It's a change because the context is a public one. These are public agencies, and they're expected to serve the public good. And the public good is the release of information when it's in the interest of the public. And there are concerns that this kind of broad sweeping program could have a chilling effect on the release of routine information where people are unable to even discuss things that are not classified with reporters or even anyone. And the other concern, I think, is that the language, which does apply across the government, is equating leaking with espionage. And, you know, given the fact that the definition is of leaking is rather broad in what we found, then it equates a broad release of information to espionage. And I think that it is debatable whether all leaks should be treated as espionage.
It's Marissa Taylor, an investigative reporter for McClatchy Newspapers. Kel McClanahan, can you equate espionage with leaking under any circumstances?
Under some circumstances, yes, but it's really in the nuances that the differences can be found. You know, espionage is a type of leaking. Leaking is getting information out from those people who want to protect it to the outside. Now, if you send that in a way such as to harm the government and to harm the national security and to give it to our enemies, that, I believe, is espionage. If you send it to the newspaper or to Congress or even to your own inspector general's office to expose something that the government is doing wrong, that is not espionage, especially if it has nothing to do with national security or national defense.
Is it a deep throat or is it a Snowden, really, is the question. Kel McClanahan, national security lawyer, executive director of the law firm National Security Counselors, a nonprofit public interest law firm. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Temperature is on the rise throughout the country this week. It is summer after all. We're asking you, where do you go to chill out over the summer?
For 15 years, four moms and nine kids have spent a week on Sanibel Island. We started when some of the kids were in diapers, and now some of them are college graduates, and they still come every year with their moms.
Listener Lorraine from Davie, Florida. Sanibel is beautiful. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.